Hello. Good almost evening. Thank you very much for having me. I don't know if any of you watched yesterday night the TV show La Grande Librairie. It was really interesting. I identified really myself with that. It's our book was presented by Alice Nittier on how you have your own roots, ethnical roots, cultural roots, but through your life you develop other kind of roots. And I, through my professional career at the ILO, I changed countries 7 times. So I developed roots in many ways, and that is something that I brought to my retirement. I am an actuary myself, and I deal with death, orphans, widows, life expectancy, and when I notice, well, if around 60 you're thinking about retirement, you're going to live 1/3 of your life in retirement. So I say, well, that's a long time. Let's do something, because it's really 1/3 of the life, and I already survived 2/3, which is a great achievement. If you see my mortality tables, not everybody does it. That's an important thing. And then I always love sports, and at college I played what we call in Mexico American football, not soccer, but American football. And there is only one thing that you are sure, that there are going to be hits. You're going to be hit, and you're going to hit someone. So one of the rules that they tell you just before any game is you're going to be hit, but hit before. So I say, well, if life is presenting me this, I'm going to live 1/3 of my life like this, in this new situation, I'm going to hit first. I'm retiring from work, but I'm not retiring from life. That's really the first thing I say. Well, I'm going to engage this very rapidly. And I say how I'm going to engage this. It was very tempting to become a consultant, and it was very tempting to spend my days playing golf. So I say, well, this is rather extreme. I luckily found, and this is a little bit of commercial in my 3 to 5 minutes, I found this Association of Former International Civil Servants, which is just in the middle. And it's a way, and the main reason that it's presented, it's a way to give back. I feel that I have been extremely lucky. If I had the money, I would have paid to have the life I had, living in 7 countries, working in 101. It was fantastic. I would have paid to do that. Luckily, I was paid. But the first reason is to give back. I wanted to give back and to build bridges. I felt that I was really very much in my ILO work, in my actuarial world, in my social security world, and then there were parallel worlds that I was not reaching. So having contacts in retirement with other UN staff was fantastic. Having contacts in retirement with Swiss people, it's amazing. I discovered Swiss people because I was always away on missions. And particularly something that I discovered very much because I was dealing with ministers, with professionals, with union representatives, employer representatives, but not very much with young people. So I discovered that through my free time and through my engagement, I could build a bridge also with young people. And I don't know if you have smelled a baby. How do they smell? Well, they smell fantastic. But young people also smell fantastic. It's really amazing now that they are interested in your life. They're not going to live the same life as you did, but they're interested in your life, and that is amazing, someone who's interested. They have an idea of what United Nations is and what life in United Nations is, and they want to hear from you professionally, but also your life. So that's something that at Gray Cells, the Association of Former International Civil Servants, we do it for free. We work with missions, we work with ONGs, NGOs, and we work with young people, letting them know what we did, just in case something of our own experience would help them. Something that I would do differently is really reaching to my colleagues more and preparing more my retirement. In any way, I was almost in a bit like in denial and trying to be professional and trying to just not leave anything pending till the last day I close my office and my email. I think I should have reached personally to my colleagues, something I would have differently. And if I can share a message, is that it's important to have a balance between all of you, what you heard during the week, what you heard today and in the last hour, a balance between financial issues and financial objectives, health issues and health objectives and way of life, and something that is also for your soul and your well-being. Open yourselves, and I think that's a value, something that keeps me excited every day. It's being open to share and be open to hear and to receive. We are in a fantastic way, in a fantastic position, with a fantastic, I'm sounding like President Trump. It's fantastic. Fantastic pension scheme. But congratulations, you're going to start a very exciting part of your life, which is one third of your life. I wish you all success, happiness, and hopefully if you could grab a flyer outside, join and contribute as well as you want, not with money, with your experience and your life, with gray cells. Thank you very much.